please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and social media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning legitimate journalists and real news, delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy. We try really hard to be interesting, compelling, and optimistic-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, July 10th, 2020. So a little behind the scenes here. We have to do 10 seconds of quiet with our mics on before we start recording the podcast so we can have room tone. It's just this podcasting thing you do so that Amelia can filter out all the room noise around us. And today, I'm not sure Amelia got 10 seconds of quiet because Christy and I couldn't stop giggling. Let's see. In our briefing meeting this morning, we covered Christy's dime store novel, which we'll talk about. We covered that she loves saying hello, universe, right? And because she loves greeting the stars and her supernova friends. And then we also talked about terrible TV, which we're watching. So does that kind of sum up our morning meeting, Christy?
Yeah, well, that's the lighter side. There's some other deeper issues we did address, but we don't need to go into that here.
All right, so let's talk about weekend plans. What are you going to do this exciting COVID weekend?
Well, other than working, which it seems like I do pretty much all the time, because I have another podcast that I record on Saturdays, I am going to try to find some time to really enjoy the brain candy detective novel that I picked up last week. I had to do a Costco run and I just browsed through their Potboiler, their cheap fiction. And I know it's terrible to buy books from Costco, but I did.
The authors don't think it's terrible that you bought a book from Costco. So tell us about this lovely book you're reading.
And it's kind of nice to have this book. It's just made of paper, so it's not electronic, and it has no redeeming value other than it lets me escape to the mean streets of Sydney, Australia, whenever I'm reading it. It's called Hush, and it's about a kidnapping and this lady detective who's a real badass, and she's foster kid, and she's leads this team of other really misfit detectives, and you know, so it's a lot of fun.
I think it sounds fantastic. I think a good summer beach read or summer read,
yeah,
is
it's a
summer in the world right now.
Exactly. It's a summer read that, you know, I'm enjoying on my patio with my cup of coffee or my afternoon Sauvignon Blanc.
I'm so excited. What's the main character's name?
Harry. Of course, her name is Harriet. Right. Harry, yes. Perfect. Harriet, but they call her Harry.
Well, I cannot wait to hear about the adventures of Harry in the wild Sydney world of Hush.
I think you were telling me that you're watching another badass female protagonist.
I totally am. Show. So as you guys know, I watched Hamilton in bed with the baby the other night, and I realized that I could actually watch TV with the volume on just a little bit, because honestly, just watching with the captions, the Netflix captions are so small that I can't read them. So I feel like I broke free with the volume on like 7, so I can hear just a teensy bit of it. And I started watching Warrior Nun. Yes, Warrior Nun. Yes, you heard that right. So this show is my brain candy, is my escape. It's about an orphan who, you know, grew up in an orphanage and was quadriplegic, and then in a series of unfortunate or fortunate events was implanted with a halo from an angel and suddenly got her mobility back and was forced to join a warrior.
Don't give up too much of the plot point because I want to get into it now.
This is literally the first 2 minutes. I am not ruining anything. And then all of a sudden it's, will she or won't she take on fighting demons, or will she just be a teenager? And so I feel like I'm watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer in Spain with nuns.
Well, and I love it.
That's wonderful. I mean, one of my secret pleasures has been Supernatural with the Winchester boys.
Okay, we watched every single episode of Supernatural for years in this house.
They had just put a new season out on Netflix, which we haven't watched yet because it gets so ridiculous. But I have to fess up that I did buy a Mustang that I owned for a couple of years, partly inspired by Dean Winchester's car.
Wow. 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 Just wow. I will be telling my children this and they will see you in a whole new light. So yes, Christy and Summer spend a tremendous amount of time reading economic news and learning about green solutions and policy making. And we also, like the rest of the world, really enjoy some brain candy. So we're going to talk about Summers. Today on the Optimist Daily.
Okay, what are we going to talk about today, Summers?
Okay, as always, great stories today. I think we're going to break this down a little bit differently than we normally do in kind of themes, because as always, it was difficult to choose. I am going down an animal path today. My three top headlines were federal court decision protects grizzly bears in Yellowstone. The birdseed is expensive. Grow it yourself with these beautiful flowers article. And lastly, new photos of the world's rarest great apes with babies raises hopes. So those three stories covered the animal beat on the Optimist Daily. And we had a story about the mama grizzly bear, the grandmother, the matriarch grizzly bear from Yellowstone go absolutely viral at the beginning of the summer. And what really, I think, touched people about that story was the opportunity for life to continue and for bears that have been protected and to be able to see that generations of wildlife have benefited from the protections that have been put in place for the last 50 years. So recently, there was a potential protection rollback and a federal court basically reversed that policy and said, heck no, grizzly bears remain protected. This basically means that over 700 bears in Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana will continue to be protected, including our favorite matriarch. And this is just a great story about, one, animal protection, two, the way that our legislative system, the way that the checks and balances of what makes the United States democracy work come into play. I am very delighted to see that those protections upheld. The bird seed is expensive. Grow it with these beautiful flowers. Story is fantastic because it helps with the birds, bees, and bugs. Take a look at that. That covers a lot of very easy to grow flowers. And obviously in California, we spend a lot of time growing ragweed for monarch butterflies. And this is a great way to help birds naturally. And then rarest great apes with babies raises hopes. This is also very exciting because we are seeing that the generations of animal protection are working. So I am, as we all know, very tender about animals right now and always. And I love all of these creatures in the world. And I am just very grateful to see that protection is in fact working and does in fact prove to be a solution for what we have seen as the devastating loss for a lot of populations. I'm on the animal beat. I'm going to just cuddle with animals all weekend. That's my plan.
I like that a lot, Summers. And it kind of reminds me of the story that I focused on the other day in relation to how the anthropause has led to a slowdown in roadkill, which is letting all these little, both the butterflies and the bees who would otherwise be smashed on windshields and other animals which would otherwise be run down inadvertently, letting them have a break from that. And these are important advances. I love the story that you focus on with the great apes and seeing them with their babies, because it shows the circle of life. And when you give them a little bit of room, the apes can also start to rebound. And I just think this is really positive.
Yeah. Well, you know, after we read that anthropause story, you know, I've been noticing that we have a lot more just butterflies in general in our neighborhood. And I think part of that is due to people being at home and being able to more aggressively garden and, you know, grow the ragweed and the different things that are valuable for butterflies. But I also really realized that the traffic in my area, we live near a lot of big agricultural fields, but you know, it's big space, but there's the crisscross sort of patchwork quilt of roads that go up and down. And we've had such a decrease in the traffic, it has really resulted in an increase in wildlife. And the other day, both my daughters and I were driving down Pacific Coast Highway, and we looked to the right and we saw three deer just hanging out on PCH because they were not worried about getting hit by cars. So
interesting.
It's really beautiful when you see these stories in real life.
And then on the other side, you look to the ocean, you saw some dolphins playing in the waves, right?
Of course.
And there was a rainbow.
Right. There was a rainbow.
But a double rainbow. Yeah,
the double rainbow had like kittens dancing on it. And then I realized that I'd actually read our first story today about psilocybins. I know it's a joke, but I do live in a Disney movie in my head. One point in business school, one of my classmates' daughters was like, Summers is just like Ella from Enchanted. I'll own it. Yep. Okay. I see beautiful creatures everywhere.
Bee update is, I'm afraid we may have more bees in our walls on the other side of the house now. So I haven't confirmed it yet, but there was a buzzing that we were hearing and I have to get somebody out here to check it out. So
there's going to be more wall honey?
Possibly. I'm not sure. Well, speaking of psilocybin and policy changes that you were talking about with the grizzly bears, the stories that I wanted to focus on today have to do with policy making. And that's sort of my general theme. You were going down the animal track. I'm going down sort of the ways that policy making can really move the needle in different areas. And yes, you did mention the Oregon case where Oregon will officially vote on legalizing psychedelic psilocybin therapy, which we had talked about it being on the ballot, but now it's actually being voted. And this is a significant change because it actually legalizes psilocybin psychotherapy, which has shown tremendous promise in addressing different mental health issues, including PTSD, including addiction, including depression and anxiety. So I think that's a really positive solution, a positive direction. This is actually in clinical settings, and it can actually show really, really significant promise in ways that almost nothing has in dealing with some mental health issues. So I think that's a great solution. I like that that was the headline. But the one I was really going to focus on was UK passing updated and improved domestic abuse legislation. And the reason this is so important is because domestic abuse is such a problem, and it's one of those things that nobody wants to talk about. Talking about hush, you don't want to air your dirty laundry to the world. This is a private family matter, possibly, but it also ends up a lot of people are living in abusive situations, whether it's in their intimate relationships or just in the family. Domestic abuse has really been an issue as families have been forced to stay at home. Kids not going to school means that they're subjected to more abusive situations if they happen to be in those kinds of families and for domestic partners who are suffering from this. So this is a good story about passing progressive domestic abuse legislation that will help save lives and to protect those vulnerable individuals.
In particular, what I love about this legislation is that it gets rid of some of what I would call like the BS defenses around domestic violence. And some of those defenses that have been used in the past are just no longer acceptable. Additionally, it has broadened the definition of domestic abuse. And you guys can go ahead and read more about it. But domestic abuse and violence can be financial. It can be, you know, using technology to track or spy on people. I am very glad to see that this conversation, which is really, really challenging to have and very uncomfortable for many people to talk about, is being put in the forefront. Because Christy, you are absolutely right. The time that we have all been sent home through the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated domestic abuse situations and certainly relationships that had a toxic experience became increasingly more, that magnifying glass of proximity became very, very dangerous for a lot of people. Being able to flat out say, this is not acceptable. This is not an excuse. You may not do this. And if you do, get out, because the law is on my side, is such a gift to so many people who suffer from domestic abuse. So I'm really proud of this story, and I'm really proud of the policies that are coming into play to protect people.
Yeah, that's what this law really does, is it widens that definition. It's not just physical violence, but can be emotional, coercive, controlling, economic. And it's anything that keeps people under the thumb of somebody else. It's about the power dynamics. And that's important for us to all recognize that this is something that really happens and it's a real problem. And there's really a need to address it on a big scale. Other great headlines today, because I do need to wrap this up, but check out the article on e-waste. It's an ultimate guide to buying tech that actually lasts. I love that story because I don't know about you guys, but I hate it when every other year I have to get a new phone because my smartphone starts losing batteries.
Yeah, the planned obsolescence of technology absolutely. Is unacceptable. Absolutely
so
unacceptable.
That gives you some tips on how to buy smart so you have longer lasting technology. There's a fantastic story about spreading rock dust on farmland as a solution to remove massive amounts of CO2. And that's a brand new technology. This is the first time we're reporting on it in the Optimist Daily. Go check that out. That's a great story. Evian is introducing a label-free 100% recycled plastic bottle to make their footprint a little greener. And the city of Sydney is now powered by 100% renewable electricity. And I'm living part of my time in Sydney right now because that's where the book I'm reading is set. So it's really fun to read that story on the Optimist Daily today.
I think the last article that touches back to the brain was in the health section of the Optimist Daily. It says, link between physics and neurodegenerative diseases offers hope for new treatments. So Alzheimer's and ALS have some headway here with some physics research, which is an exciting article as well. Listen, everybody, we're going to take the weekend off from recording. I know you'll miss us terribly, as we will miss you, but we will be back on Monday. Over this weekend, if you're feeling it and you'd like to receive our Optimist View, please consider becoming an emissary on the Optimist Daily. And for just $5 a month, support independent journalism. I've changed up our exit here, so how do you want to take it out?
I think that's a great idea, and thanks everybody for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. As always, we promise to continue to share the positive, solution-based stories that are actually happening around the world with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Summers, you too, and we'll be back on Monday.
Hey, one more thing. I just got a message on our Facebook page from Susan Jones, who sent a note to us that said, finding this page has made my day better. Have a good weekend, everybody.